This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We, as I said, are going to start big picture on this Wednesday, a little bit of macro in your economic digest. We're going to do it with a couple of numbers, and we're going to do it with a bunch of words. The numbers came to us from the Commerce Department this morning in the form of the monthly report on retail sales, up 0.6% July to August, a touch slower than a month ago, another marker that this recovery, as much as we can call it that, is itself slowing down. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going.
If you don't have more money, you're probably not going to spend more money.
I think this all reflects the fact that at the end of July, the supplemental unemployment benefits ended, the extra $600 that people were getting.
Tendai Kapidze is chief economist at LendingTree. Less pandemic relief money in unemployed people's pockets slowed down spending growth. Still, from afar, the retail segment as a whole has made a pretty strong recovery. James Boniker is associate director with IHS Market.
Sales as of August are higher than they were heading into the pandemic in February.
But if you look into the details, it is chaos and carnage. Sure, online sales are up 22% year over year, but restaurant sales are still down 15%. Building materials up 15%, clothing down 20%. One thing that is going on here is Americans trapped at home have moved some of their spending around. Constance Hunter is chief economist at KPMG.
There is a switch from services consumption, which makes up the bulk of our consumption, to goods consumption.
Not going to the dentist, but might buy a bike.
It's one of the reasons we've seen manufacturing rebound more than we would have normally expected in a normal recession.
But as time goes on, we are going to start going back to the dentist, and we won't need another bike.
It's one of the reasons we think we'll see a bit of a plateau in retail sales as we go into the fourth quarter. As the economy continues to open and we see people begin to purchase those services again,
people will buy services at the expense of goods. One sign we are headed there is actually buried in the restaurant data. Restaurant sales growth accelerated in August. Maybe a sign that people are getting more and more comfortable going out, at least for now. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
Good luck buying a bike, by the way. Believe me when I tell you, they are back ordered.